Western New York sports giant, WGR. This is a Paddock Chevrolet Sports Update.
Big guy. Got some jam to him, too. Grit. Plays hard. But his instincts are great. I think that's the biggest thing that we like about him, is that it's not just the physical ability, but it's his hockey IQ. His instincts are great. And, it puts another really good defenseman into our future.
That's Sabres GM Jarmo Kekäläinen on the first of Buffalo's first-round selections yesterday. With the fourth overall pick, the Sabres took defenseman Daxon Rudolph from the Prince Albert Raiders of the WHL. At the 20th pick, Buffalo takes center Ilya Morozov from Miami of Ohio in the NCAA. The Sabres were busy all day before the draft even started, acquiring defenseman Olin Zellweger from the Anaheim Ducks in exchange for forward Anton Wahlberg and the 45th overall pick in this year's draft. The draft continues today in Buffalo. We are in the third round, just about to get the fourth round started, with the draft taking place at the KeyBank Center this year. The Sabres hold picks in the fourth, fifth, and sixth rounds, so we'll have coverage of that coming up soon. And for you all draft long, Bill Pally is reporting from the arena, and Paul Hamilton is reporting from One Bills Drive, where the Sabres are set up. Elsewhere in the NHL, Toronto Maple Leafs, as expected, they took Gavin McKenna with the first overall pick. The Vancouver Canucks, who hired Manny Malhotra as their head coach, they took his son Caleb with the number 3 pick. Lots of trade action yesterday. Along with the Sabres trade, the Rangers got Pavel Dorofeyev from Vegas for picks 26 and 92, and a 2028 first rounder. Boston acquired former Sabre J.J. Paterka from Utah for a pair of first round picks. St. Louis traded two of its first round picks to Anaheim for Mason McTavish. In baseball, the New York Mets have fired manager Carlos Mendoza, replacing him with Andy Green in the interim. And then going into the final day of group play at the World Cup, essentially eight teams vying for four spots in the round of 32. Tournament co-hosts the United States, Canada, and Mexico have all advanced, along with France, Germany, Spain, Portugal, Brazil, and Norway. And we already know some of the knockout games, including the U.S. one, who they will face Bosnia-Herzegovina on Wednesday in Santa Clara and California. This update is brought to you by Paddock Chevrolet, with you for the extra mile since 1935. I'm TJ Luckman for WGR Western New York's Sports Giant.
Coverage of the NHL Draft on WGR is being brought to you by Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? By Fiegel, Carr & Joyce, your border attorneys. And by Dash's Market, serving Western New York for over 100 years. Shop the family of finer foods.
Hour number 3 of coverage, day 2 of the NHL draft. Derek Kramer, Brayton Wilson here with you. TJ Luckman on the board here, getting the updates for you as well. Zach Jones will take over at 2 o'clock. We've got Joe Kelly at KeyBank Center. We've got Paul Hamilton at One Bills Drive in Orchard Park, New York as well. We're wrapping up here near the end of round 3. It kind of slowed down. That entire break did not see the end of the third round, and I'm kind of upset about that, Brayton. I thought it'd be moving a teensy bit faster, but we're through pretty much 2 rounds here, and you know what's kind of upsetting me now? It's getting a little irritating in terms of the overall position on this. There is a lack of moves, so we'll talk about that more in a moment. As we get connected with our fans again, it's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We'll go to Ray and Clarence. Ray, thanks for holding patiently. I'm a man of my word, and we got you on.
You know, what do I know about these hockey players? I trust Yarko and his ability to see what they have, but trust and want is totally different. I'm extremely disappointed. I thought for sure that when we traded away Greenway, I understand trading away Byram, he had us. He wasn't signing. So and the reason why I got excited when we traded Greenway, because I was looking at that $4 million. And the thought of going from $11 million in cap space up to $21 million, I know $7 million went to Benson. I'm thinking for sure we were signing Tuck, which is a very hard decision. I'm on the fence, too. Do you give him the 10.5? I don't know. But and I know this whole building up the offense is not over yet. This is kind of like Black Friday to me when you go to Christmas shopping and they're out. But there's still time to get guys. It doesn't mean you're not going to get the Christmas present you want. Mm-hmm. But we have all this extra money, and the thought of not spending it, I don't – it's nice to fill our cupboards with these guys, but you know what? We've been doing it for 10 years, and we have the fruit of all that with our young players. I thought for sure he was going to be like Tim Murray, you know, like swapping out picks, trading this, you know, 3 or 4 for this player, like how we got Ryan O'Reilly and Evander Kane. And I loved that. I thought we were going that route, and I got to tell you, I'm very disappointed. I'm not saying he didn't try. I think he was probably wise and not overpaying, but as a fan, oh my gosh, I'm stunned. And well, maybe it's not over yet, but you know, St. Louis they already had 4 first round picks. Mm-hmm. I would have given them 2 or 3 more, the 2 this year and next year. They could have had 7 and let them do what they want for Thomas.
That's too much, you know? Drafting. 7 picks would be too much drafting. But Ray, incidentally, you're kind of walking me to the point that I was going to take after your call, which is, and Ray, I'm going to keep you on here for your thought on this.
Okay.
The league as a whole, we had rumors, and the league as a whole has kind of quieted down. Today, we're hearing nothing.
Isn't it disappointing?
Right.
I mean, you want the big bang, and you don't want to have the big bang and then lose everything. But, you know, we got all this draft capital, you know, good draft capital. We got
right.
A lot of young, you know, I listen to Paul Hamilton. I trust his judgment with who we have in Rochester, the defensemen. You know what? Trade them. Go for the sure thing. You know, like let somebody else take the maybes and the looking goods. You know, Pittsburgh. How many years in a row does Pittsburgh Penguins always trade their first round pick for the sure thing? You know, sometimes maybe it's stupid, but you know what? They're going for it. And I'm not saying we didn't, because we don't know what happens behind the scenes. I'm just saying, I'm disappointed. I thought it was a for sure thing. I told friends, don't be disheartened. You know, something big's coming. Like the one guy, I think a couple callers said about a whale coming back. And it's not over, but I thought for sure we were getting something.
Well,
and that's where I'm disappointed.
Well, Ray,
Ray, thanks for the call.
Yes,
I appreciate
thank you
it.
For the call, Ray. I just, I know that I agree with the point where it's just like it's been disappointing not to see a bunch of trades being moved, you know, being made, guys being moved. But he brings up the whole Tim Murray era of trades.
Tim Murray style. And
listen, the Tim Murray era was fun because there was a lot of movement. The Sabres were actively involved in making moves. But let's remember who they did bring in and who they gave up and how that all played out, because it did not play out well. They brought in Evander Kane. They brought in Ryan O'Reilly. They brought in Robin Leonard. They brought in Dmitry Kulikov. They brought in, who else did they bring in?
I feel like you count Zach Bogosian because he's
you
in the Kane deal.
You can count Zach Bogosian, sure, because he came in as part of the Kane trade. These were all guys that, for me, this is my perspective, and this has been my perspective for years. And Derek, I think I've talked with you about this before. These were all guys that Tim Murray, I think, saw as they all have talent. They'll all gel together. I trust that they will, and they'll go out on the ice and just be good. And there's so much more to building a team and building a culture and building the chemistry that these players have and putting the right pieces in place for the future of the way that a team plays. It didn't work out in the case of Tim Murray. And yeah, sure, you could say that there were some injuries that happened. You know, Jack Eichel, in his last year before he got fired. Robin Leonard, what happened to him? He signs, I think it was him that signed Kyle Oposo. Right, in 2016?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
He signs Kyle Oposo, and Kyle Oposo is dealt with his problems that he had.
I mean, no one foresaw the
God no, of course
hospitalization
not. Of course
that would happen.
Not. No. But the fact is that I think that you have to be careful. The point I'm trying to make is you have to be careful with what you're looking to do, what you're looking to add. Just to add somebody to the picture and just expect, oh, they'll fit in somehow, some way in what we're looking to do. You got to be cautious about that. Just because if you bring in somebody for the coach, for the system that you have right now, and you say, well, we're going to do this, and all of a sudden it goes bad and you fire the guy or you get fired and then things change and systems change, and then that player that was here doesn't work out. Perfect example, Jeff Skinner. Jason Botterill acquires Jeff Skinner, fits in the 1 year for Phil Housley, scores 40 goals. And mind you, Ralph Kruger was a terrible hire in the first place, but Ralph Kruger comes in and Jeff Skinner is a fourth liner and often healthy scratched. That I'm just pointing that out where those things change. The way things change in the NHL, it does happen. And it's just always wary to be careful of like, hey, I would love to be able to add a player like Robert Thomas, or I would love to be able to add Jason Robertson. That makes their team better. But just to be out there to say, I'm going to add this guy because, you know, oh, he did well, or, you know, certain players. And I know it's different with every team. It's different with every player. But just to, the fact of just like, oh, well, I wanted trades. I caution you there.
Hang
for
on.
Just a little bit.
As someone who also wants trades, though, and this is where Ray walks me into the point I was going to make all along. Nobody's doing it. And that's the problem with 245 no trade or no move clauses in the National Hockey League. You can't move people.
That's very true.
Like, and ready? There was reports that Connor Hellebuyck said, yeah, I'll go play in Buffalo. But Jarmo Kekäläinen didn't feel like he wanted the wool pulled over his eyes in terms of value and doesn't make the move. So at least I can take comfort in, okay, the no trade clause thing, we might be able to rest assured a little bit more now in Buffalo. Cool. Sounds great. But the reason nobody's making moves right now, though, is also I've got Dylan Larkin saying, I only want to play for three teams. I've got no move clauses handed out like they're candy.
Yeah.
This is the consequences of creating too much security and maybe, I dare say, too much player autonomy within your contracts that moves are not made anymore. I've got middle sixers, third liners, bottom pair defensemen getting no move clauses in the National Hockey League.
Yes. I like
nobody's doing the rumor mill today.
Yeah, it's nothing.
Zach's primary job was looking at his phone and seeing what kind of rumors are coming out, and Zach had something new for us every 2 minutes. It wasn't his primary job, but it was something he liked doing.
Today, the big thing that happened was Brandon Carlo got traded.
I've got one player trade, and it's honest to goodness Brandon Carlo getting traded for 2 third-round picks. Cool. Nice league we have here.
So I'll just say, I agree with your point. I disagree with Ray's point in terms of bringing up Tim Murray, because Tim Murray was not good at his job. He hasn't had a job in the NHL since being the general manager.
He's never worked in the league since then. I think it has more to do with his attitude than his moves.
Sure.
I digress.
But how can you trust somebody like, you know, that some of the moves that he made?
How can you trust somebody who's never been rehired into the National Hockey League? Kevin Adams just got a new job.
I know, which I think that actually probably was going to happen because of the way that the Sabres have been built.
His team build seemed to have worked. It's just they started playing lighter and freer when he was dismissed.
Derek, let me feed into your point here because
nothing's happening.
I saw a tweet that was from yesterday. No trade clauses in contracts by league. NBA, you want to know how many there are?
4.
2. NFL, you want to know how many no trade clauses there are?
1.
8. MLB.
14.
35.
I'm not good at this.
National Hockey League.
I thought I saw something around the 240s.
245.
I was
no
right.
Trade
I
clauses.
Woo!
NHL.
I got the important one correct. Let's go.
If you want to have no movement clauses, no trade clauses, fine. But don't just, like you said, hand them out like candy. Give them out like it's a birthday gift. It should be in the CBA. It should be in the CBA where if you're going to give out a no movement or a no trade clause to a player, it has to be like a deemed player as like a sort of like a franchise player. It has to be deemed like you have a limit on how many you can give out. So like if you give it out to 2 players and then you all of a sudden go out and sign this other guy and it's just like, well, we spent a lot of money on him. Well, too bad. You already gave out your 2 no movement clauses to 2 players and that's the max that you have. Done. There you go. Sorry.
Yeah, it's one of those things where I'm really fascinated about the fact that there's all these rumors, right? Columbus is talking about dealing Zach Werenski potentially. They're listening to offers from these kinds of teams. And now Merchenko is not going to sign. And now there's going to be offers here for that. People are in on Robertson, Hellebuck. None of them get moved. And teams are sticking to their principles in terms of value. And I liked the theory that Zach pointed out yesterday. The Sabres might have accidentally caused that by, in terms of value heading into the night, getting the fourth overall pick for Bowen Byram might have made teams slow down and go, hey, is this the price to do business? A team looking to send players off. Oh, I saw what Buffalo did for Byram. I'm gonna ramp my game up and try to ask for a bulkier return. I don't know if it accidentally caused a little bit of this, but I think this also happens every year.
And that's on Kyle Davidson, by the way. Thank you, Kyle Davidson, for throwing a wrench in everything.
But I thought about it more, and it's Brayton, this happens every year.
It does.
It happens every year where we get hoodwinked by the draft of, hey, this person's available, or this person's available. There's rumors for this person, and that guy. And then maybe one of them gets moved. Guess what? Maybe one of them got moved, Mason McTavish.
Yep.
And all right, there it is. This league has hit the consequences of too many NTCs. There is no player movement. There is no action, or there's a lack of action comparable to what there should or could be. That is the problem. So,
and every year we see day two of the draft being a quieter day in terms of moves, but there are moves made.
There's moves made. Last year, the Sabres made a couple of them.
And mind you, we're 2 hours and 17 minutes into day two of the draft. And for there to be one move of
one
players,
player trade. One player trade.
That's something.
I'm thinking the GMs are finally figuring out that there's too many no move clauses. And when you acquire a player, for example, that has no move protection on their contracts, though, Brayton, you then have to take in consideration that they might not waive for another deal down the road. And all of a sudden, you have to think about, okay, well, then what do I do about this player if I have to have them locked up for X amount of years for this money? Maybe I don't want to pay a premium for a player like that if we're going to have to move off of them at the end of the contract. It's a tricky balance of right now compared to the future, and balancing it out, the best teams do it. We look at Vegas and how they really don't do it. Welcome to the anomaly. They also had their foundation of their franchise built off of the terrible decisions that general managers made with no move clauses. It's like we didn't learn our lesson.
No movement clauses are just...
It's a little too much.
It drags down.
It's a little much now.
The movement...
It's why Tuck becomes a Vegas Golden Knight.
Yeah.
Like, they have to protect, and they have so many no-move clauses. In particular, it was the Parise and Suter contracts back then that Matthew Dumba is left unprotected, and they go, we need to keep him. Here is a first-rounder and Alex Tuck. Take Clayton Stoner, please.
You want to talk about... It's a discussion that I always bring up with the P word, parity. Parity doesn't exist in sports. It really doesn't.
It can and it can't.
It can and it can't. But when you have teams given the opportunity to sign all these players to no movement clauses, no trade clauses, it doesn't help create that parity that gets driven so much. It's a narrative that is driven so hard. There's so much parity in sports. There's so much parity in the NHL. When you're able to give teams no movement clauses to lock up players and then say, well, we're not moving you, or, you know, you can't, you know, you've got this team that you have to say no to or whatever, it doesn't help create any additional parity that is being so talked about in every league, but especially the NHL. They want to talk parity like it's the newest, latest catchphrase. And sorry, there's no such thing as parity in the NHL, especially.
It's tougher.
Baseball might be the worst, though. Baseball might be the worst.
Basketball's doing well with it in terms of parity. Eight different champions in the eight last years.
Yes, sure.
So,
that's good.
Yeah, no, like that's something to it. So if the NBA can get back to it, then other leagues can too.
Okay.
But it's hard to do that, though, when player movement stagnates, mm-hmm. when you have so many contracts being handed out that have protections. It's one thing, you mentioned it, 35 was it that you mentioned for the MLB?
35.
It's for a select few individuals, players that have earned star status, therefore star protections.
Yep.
And I'm telling you right now, if I click on a random roster, Brayton, I'm going to find somebody with an obscure NTC.
Oh, let's do that.
All right, I've got Nashville. Let's
Nashville.
See, Nashville.
Okay.
Let's see what random player.
So you got Puckpedia up. Let me just pull up Nashville's roster without any contract details, and let me just throw a guess at a player that might have an NTC.
Okay.
And I'm not going to go with the obvious. I'm not going to go with like the Philip Forsberg or anybody like that. Let's see.
Nashville's actually a tougher example.
Okay.
But I bet you don't get it.
Okay. I got a name.
Okay.
And this one might be easy. Brady Shea.
Brady Shea does have one, yes.
Boom. Boom. Okay. How about, all right, maybe a little more difficult. Nick Hegg.
Nick Hegg's kicks in next year.
Why does Nick Hegg need a no movement clause or a no trade clause?
The example I really wanted to bring up here was Ross Colton.
Oh, my God. Ross Colton makes, because he probably, I mean, he got it in Colorado, so, and he waived it to go to Nashville. Oh my God! The second that somebody like Ozzy Weisblatt from in Nashville gets a no movement clause, I might. Oh my God!
Did you know Will Borgen has one for 3 years?
New stipulation. Similar to NFL. Similar to NFL with like the fifth year option for contracts.
This is fun, actually.
Players in the NHL that are not drafted in the first round. Are not allowed to get no trade clauses or no movement clauses ever. Too bad.
If you become Braden Point as a second round pick, I'm going to overrule you on that one. If you earned it,
I have a better idea.
TJ's got a better idea.
All right, let's hear it.
I think the GMs should simply not give them out.
That's
the GM should figure out what a player wants money wise for them to not take a no trade or no move clause, because that is the answer to this.
Boom. What do you mean?
Probably
you don't like
right
having
answer.
Jake DeBrusk having a full no move clause.
Right, but if you pay him like a million extra, you could probably get him down to like a 5-team no trade. If you pay him $1.5 million, it'll inflate contracts money wise. But
fine.
If you pay the guys more money, they won't want those. They won't need that type of trade protection.
The NHL also has a salary protection that none of the other leagues do. The contracts are guaranteed.
Zach and I were just talking, and he brought that up, and that NHL contracts are fully guaranteed, but that works both ways in that they can't renegotiate those contracts mm-hmm. when things get bad.
Yes. So, but again, I've got full no trade protection for the likes of Cam Fowler at age 34.
All right, Derek, do what I did. Just go to Calgary Flames. Generic roster page.
Okay.
And let's have fun. Calgary being one of the worst teams in the NHL.
All right. Calgary being one of the worst.
That was the first team that
NHL.
I thought of. I know we probably could look up Vancouver, but you've already looked up Vancouver with Jake DeBrusque having a full new movement clause, which hilarious. But he's a former first round pick.
All right. So let's go ahead and bring up some hockey reference, pick up Calgary. I've got like 8 tabs of Puckpedia open, so I had to be very careful not to look at Calgary on accident on there. So
there are a couple names on here that I'm like, what?
Oh, this ought to be good. Blake Coleman.
Blake Coleman has a modified no trade clause.
Blake Coleman had 35 points in 69 games at age 34. What are we doing here?
The only reason he probably has a no movement clause or a no trade clause is because of his age, 34.
Huberto and Uyghur, when they came in with the contracts they had signed, they were at the top of their game. So mm-hmm. I do understand those. However, unfortunately for Calgary, it's looking a little tough. Does Olli Maatta have one?
Yes, he does.
Oh,
he has a no trade clause. Modified no trade.
This is, I say it's fun, and yet it's also kind of depressing.
Calgary! And they're giving them out to players like, I mean, Jonathan Huberto is an obvious one. He's got a full no moving clause.
Yeah. So this is the consequences. Again, just to strengthen the point, this is the consequences of a league that hands out no move clauses and has let player autonomy get a little too far out of hand. This is why Brady Tkachuk gets traded to Florida. This is why the Team USA Olympians are looking to play in the same 3 or 4 spots.
This is such a fun activity.
Because they have the authority to do it. The scales have tipped in a way that, with the trend, you might cause another lockout.
Oh my God. So, I just pulled up Columbus.
And ready, Jarmo Kekalainen has only in his entire NHL GM tenure signed no move or no trade clauses in the 20s. He's very careful about handing those out.
Which is exactly what you should be doing. You want to take a guess at how many no movement, no trade clauses Columbus has on their roster right now, according to puckpedia.com?
I'm going to say 8.
10.
10?
10.
Wait, can we? Are we going to make a game out of this?
No, we don't have time. We got to get a break.
You're right.
See? Responsible with clock right over here. 716-803-0550 is the number to call as we'll try to stop complaining about no trade and no move clauses here. Derek Kramer, Brayton Wilson, continuing coverage of the NHL draft on WGR. More after this.
10.
Let's just say the break was not very productive in moving off of the no trade clause sickness that ails the NHL because I kept digging further. Derek Kramer, Brayton Wilson here with you. We've got coverage of the NHL draft. The Sabres pick at 124. We're at 102. That means something. But we've got nothing new, unfortunately, on the trade front, on anything. Because, again, I'm going down this rabbit hole of no move clauses and no trade clauses. Where did I end up, though? Ended up on Jarmo Kekalainen. Jarmo Kekalainen, all time, the full no-move clauses that Jarmo has dished out, 8. Excuse me, I can't count. 7.
5. I can't count either. It's okay.
5 of them are attached with full no-moves on other contracts. You want to know some context, though, on those no-move clauses of the 7 of them? One of those is for 1 year, $1.5 million for Mikko Koivu, also known as a favor for a player at the end of his career. One of them is for... Okay, so let's go through the star players. At the time of signing, you know, Zach Werenski, Sergei Bobrovsky, Nick Foligno, Brandon Dubinsky back in 2014.
Yep.
Johnny Gaudreau.
Rest in peace.
Here's your last one that has a full no-move clause in there. The recently signed and traded Alex Tuch.
Yep.
Who obviously has to waive that to get traded to Washington. But the no-move clause is included there because that was going to be the price to do business with an unrestricted free agent. It gets tagged to Jarmo Kekalainen because it is a sign and trade. He was not going to sign Alex Tuch to a full no move, probably. That's my guess. Brayton, Jarmo Kekalainen has only given out 15 no trade clauses.
And he's been a GM for more than a dozen years in the NHL.
He's been a GM in some capacity with a couple years of off time since 2014.
Good.
He does not have a tendency to play in the game. And yet, all three contracts that he's signed with the Buffalo Sabres, all three extensions, one is traded.
Mm-hmm.
But Doan's contract and Benson's contract do have no trade clauses in there. Limited no trade clauses, but no trade clauses nonetheless. Jarmo still, in his entire tenure, has put up 15 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's dating back to 2014. It makes me feel good knowing that Jarmo does not hand them out like candy. And yet, all of his extensions that he's signed, it is the price to do business right now in the National Hockey League. He's not probably in his right mind if he's thinking about moving on from Benson or Doan anyway at the times of signing. But that's the price to do business.
And Josh Doan does have a modified no-trade clause in the final 2 years of his contract.
And that's the context where, like, you can move off of them pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
It is about why, in his right mind, would he move off of these players? And it's the last couple of years in the contract. Benson, same thing. Benson does not have a no-trade clause kick in for the first 4 years of his contract. Doan, first 3.
Oh, yeah, right, because it cuts off here. Sorry, I'm looking at puckpedia.com.
I'm looking at the same list, so that's why I'm bringing in all the context here. The no trade clauses that Yarmo has with the Buffalo Sabres are inherited. Not even from Kevin Adams. They're inherited from players traded for.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan McLeod, Josh Norris. Thompson has one, of course, with his signing.
Rasmus Dahlin has a full no movement clause, but that's expected.
That's expected, and probably, you know.
Rightfully so.
Rightfully so. That's a player that earns a full no move clause. This is where it is of in Owen Power. He still has 3 full years left of his deal before a modified NTC hits anyway. But he's going to be at an affordable cap hit. NHL has created a sickness. Of its own doing.
I'm sick watching the NHL sometimes.
The NHL has created the sickness. And that is why there's no moves being made. Am I disappointed that the Sabres haven't been able to make that fun, super fun, wow addition? Yes.
And you can be. You're allowed to be.
But at the same time, I understand the context. Nobody's getting it done either.
Right.
And if that's what's going on here, right now, what it seems like, it might be about the price to do business. But the secondary effect is, I've got Dylan Larkin handing me 3 teams on a napkin written in crayon. That's the equivalent of what his trade demands were. That's where it gets dangerous. And if I've got the difference between the NBA and the NHL, right, Brayton? Star players get moved a bunch of times. You know, some of them go ring chasing, everything like that. Legacy talk and rings became an important factor for the National Basketball Association. That became the crux. If those players had no move clauses in there, it's a lot harder to go ring chasing.
Yeah.
Because then teams are trading with another team knowing they're not going to get fair compensation.
I'm intrigued at who those two players are with no trade clauses.
Go ahead and look that up. But it's a secondary effect at minimum and a primary one at its worst. I've gotten one player trade this afternoon. Just one. And maybe because of the rabbit hole, I've ignored something. Have I missed anything, TJ?
As far as I know, no.
Cool. It just... The only other trade that I've seen happen is the Oilers trading pick 52 for 58 and 133.
There was a player trade that did happen recently. I got to find it. It was involving the Rangers and the Predators. Predators acquired Adam Edstrom from the Rangers in exchange for Massimo Rizzo, however you say his first name, and the 148th pick in the draft. Adam Edstrom is like a third, fourth line player at best. Yeah.
So
depth.
But also, it is looking like a little bit of the price to do business is what's going on here. Jarmo Kekäläinen saying last night, it would have taken a significant offer to move from 4. Good.
Yeah.
Hold on to your value.
Yeah. Again, fourth round picks don't get moved ever. But the fact that the Blackhawks gave that up to get Bowen Byram was surprising at that. You and I were sitting on the bench at the 11-day power play.
Yeah.
And when Owen told us that, what? You, me, Joe, and some of the other guys on the roster on the bench were all just like, wait, what?
So it is looking like a little bit more of like nobody wants the wool pulled over their eyes. The Byram trade might have sent that kind of effect down. I might even say the J.J. Paterka trade to Boston might have done it too. Is this a price really to do business? I have to trade 2 firsts for J.J. Paterka who ended up on the 4th line in the postseason?
The same player who was worth 2 role players seemingly last year?
A player who was then kind of looked at as being outproduced by Josh Doan, the supposed throw-in of a deal last year, by perception, not by production, of course. That's going to cost 2 first-round picks? But then we go, no. That's on Don Sweeney because Mason McTavish gets traded for the same price. So it's more or less call the bad GMs until the phone burns your face. But bad GMs also don't stay employed for very long because they're bad, right?
Right. At least that should be the case.
That should be the case. Don Sweeney paying 2 firsts for JJ.
I have the 2 NBA players that have received no trade clauses.
Hit me.
It's LeBron.
Duh.
And the other one, I think it's gettable.
I'm not going to waste my time trying to use my brain.
Let me try. Is it Kawhi Leonard?
No. But you're in the ballpark. I'd say Kawhi Leonard and this player are similar in a way.
I'm not going to try to.
Steph Curry?
No. Too high.
I was going to say a little. Are they similar at all?
West Coast team. It's a West Coast team.
Oh, okay, okay. I'm not worrying
Is
about
it still
this.
LA?
No. You got to go up the West Coast.
Okay, okay.
If that's any indication.
All right, hit me.
It's Dame Lillard. Dame Lillard.
I should have. Yeah, okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
And honestly, I had no idea. I had no idea that Damian Lillard went back to Portland after going to Milwaukee to play with Giannis.
So that's why that hit my head, and I'm like, no, he went to Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Was what was in my
head.
Exactly. I forgot he went back to Portland.
Now he's back in Portland. But that might also be a
please don't trade me. I want to stay here for the rest of my career.
Just
that's
fine.
That's what that is.
Yeah.
In which you're Dame Lillard. So, okay, yeah, sure, man.
Yeah, you've given Portland fans some of their coolest moments. Sure, I'll give you the no move. And in the NHL, I can get to a random third liner, and that person has a no-trade clause in there. And I could pick a team at random and give you a third-line player that has a no-trade clause in there. Like Pierre Engvall with the Islanders.
Pierre Engvall.
We can have a lot of
That's
fun with
a
like...
name.
Ready? Open a pack of hockey cards. Find out how many no-trade clauses you get.
For what?
Open a pack of hockey cards.
Like how many of those players are
Go
no
to a
trade.
Memorabilia store. I got TJ. Go to a memorabilia store, buy a pack of hockey cards, and see what your success rate and percentages is of no trade clauses with a player.
What kind of line do I have to get into to get hockey cards these days?
I mean, you could just go to like your local store.
You know what we could do?
Like a Bullseye or Pell Mart.
Okay.
You know what we should do?
I just consider that all the guys on TikTok streaming have already bottled us.
You can go to a local card store of some sort or memorabilia store and go, give me your cheapest pack of hockey cards. I want to see my no trade clause hit rate. And you'd probably do pretty well for yourself.
We should do one of the segments where we look back on a draft class and I name every drafted player and see if they have a no movement clause or a no trade.
Did you
clause.
Know 5 of the 7 players under contract for the New York Islanders on defense have no trade clause protection?
Adam Pellick.
And none of them are their best defensemen.
Yeah, because Matthew Schaefer's under his rookie contract. That makes sense.
Romanov, Pollock, Pellick, D'Angelo, who just got re-signed, Mayfield, all have no trade.
Or no movement clauses.
3 of them have full no trade protections.
Great.
And then there's Matthew Schaefer, their actual best defenseman.
Well, he's got to play one more year, then he'll be eligible for a contract extension, and then he'll probably become one of the highest paid defensemen in the NHL.
And probably with
and
a
deservingly
full,
so.
And probably with a full no move
with
he
a
actually
full no
earned
movement
it.
Clause. Yeah. How many?
This is the world that we live in with the National Hockey League.
How many players?
This is also what happens when there's no trades to talk about. And I'm just getting mad at no trade clauses.
You want to pull up the 2016 draft real quick?
No.
And let's see how many we can name and then how many of them have a no moving clause and how many.
Do you have it in front of you?
I don't know because I know
well,
we got
so
to go to break.
So what we're going to do is we're going to take a timeout
then. Let's go to break and then we'll do this when we come back.
And this is the NHL's fault for not having actual trades to talk about is now we're complaining about no trade clauses. Derek Kramer, Brayton Wilson, TJ Luckman there. Zach Jones will take over, probably to dig us out of this problem that we're having, this obsession that we have now with no trade clauses. The Sabres are on the clock at 124. They are not on the clock now, though. It's pick 108. All right.
I want to keep going. I don't want the break to end.
No. That's fair, but we have a job to do.
No, we don't.
We do. We have coverage of the NHL draft, and that coverage of the draft on WGR is brought to you by Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet?
Yes.
By Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce, your border attorneys.
Yes.
And by Dash's Market, serving Western New York for over 100 years. Shop the family of finer foods.
Yes.
There we go.
Exactly.
And
do it.
Speaking of words that sound like exactly, Zach Jones is going to take over at 2 o'clock. But because we're nice people and nothing is happening,
we'll stay at least through the
we'll
first
We'll stick around
Sabres
for a little
pick.
Bit because
a little bit.
We've got no action going on,
yeah.
And I feel bad. I feel bad for everyone working right now. I feel bad for all the reporters, all of the sources, the
I hope
the
they have rumor, snacks.
The rumor mongers. I hope everyone is eating because we are starving for actual deals.
I hope they have good snacks.
Yeah, I hope they're actually eating. I hope Joe Kelly's got some good snacks right now because I'm starved for some attention to be paid to this league.
Elliot Lennon is the latest pick in the draft.
Cool, that's a guy.
To the Ottawa Senators.
That's a player.
Oh, there's a trade alert.
Is there a player there being dealt?
No, it's probably the pick. Boston is trading the pick, I'm sure. Where are they trading it to? For what? For whom? For why? We don't know.
So, Jonathan
Pittsburgh
tweeting.
Is on the clock now.
Jonathan tweeting in as we get connected with our fans one more time. Brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western Europe's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com.
You okay there?
Good job. Yep.
Don't swallow the saliva down the wrong tube there.
I ate dust.
Lovely. I hope it was at least delicious.
It wasn't.
Okay.
Do you think the format drastically hurts draft trades? 3 minutes for picks. Everyone at their own location away from the draft, decentralizing it.
The decentralized part hurts the most.
To make calls in that amount of time to then call someone at the draft location, basically impossible. Logistics might be a problem there. Decentralizing the draft means all the action kind of gets taken out of it,
mm-hmm.
and you're just making picks. I think that that's a good point to bring up here as well. I miss the centralized draft because anyone that's reporting at a draft in the old days,
yep.
aka just only a couple years ago, sees a GM talking to another GM at a table.
Well, this guy's here too at the draft.
And the next thing you know, everyone goes, like, I'm just going to throw two teams in a hypothetical here. Oh, Pittsburgh's talking with Detroit right now. There might be some action here.
And yes. Pittsburgh general manager, whoever it was, when was it Ray Shero when Crosby was younger?
Don't try to get me to get that memory. I have concussion history.
Ray Shero has recently passed away, I think, if I remember correctly. So rest in peace, Ray Shero. But with whoever the Devil's general manager was.
Probably Lou Lamoriello.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, this is what happens when there's no action, and the Sabres have not picked for...
I thought I was having fun going back and recollecting on the draft picks 10 years ago.
We are almost 100 picks between when the Buffalo Sabres last chose a player.
Sweet.
And there have been all of one player trade today.
Two. Technically two.
Shut up about that one. That doesn't
two.
Count.
Adam Enstrom is a player. He's playing the NHL.
You making it up.
I'm not making it up. He's a real player. Look him up. Don't pull that out of Zach's playbook.
I don't believe you. Well, guess what? Zach's going to be able to tell you that himself in about 6 minutes.
The Brandon Carlo trade is still so funny.
You know what, TJ? Play some cool music to get us out of this thing as we go ahead and we pay the bills one more time.
Parker Von Richter is the latest pick from the Penguins.
All right, cool.
He was at the draft, so he got his jersey, got his moment in the spotlight.
Pittsburgh's gotten a lot of guys that have been here, and you know that's the thing. I don't want to rob the
Columbus is
kids of that moment, and like it means something for them that they do get drafted. They get the sweater at the event. The families are able to be happy and everything like that. The Sabres picking at 124. It's 112, so 12 picks away, and I would imagine. That means we will end up talking about something that the Sabres actually get to have done in day two of the NHL draft. Again, that is brought to you by Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's a place to buy a case. What's your outlet? By Fiegel Carr and Joyce, your border attorneys. And by Dash's Market, serving Western New York for over 100 years. Shop the family of finer foods. Derek Kramer and Brayton Wilson will stick around. Do Zach Jones a little bit of a favor. Talking about the Sabres coming up next.